This morning, we have a guest joining us in studio. Todd Rocker is in with us this morning, representing the local Knights of Columbus through Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Appreciate it. Just getting through the Easter season, you had it sounds like a really good turnout from the community. They really supported the fish fries this year.
Our Knights Columbus Council, yes, we would like to thank everybody who came out, ate the fish dinners during Lent. We had that for six Fridays during Lent. And our financial secretary, who is Eugene Topoleski, he said this was, with all the records that we have, this was our best ever as far as proceeds, high school scholarships for our students. So we try to give out 10 $500 scholarships, and that's our plan. But again, a big thanks to everybody who came out. We look forward to doing it again next year. If you didn't come out, come on out. You don't know what you're missing. Great fish. We have fried fish and baked fish, and so it just went well, just super well.
And plenty of stuff to go with that fish as well. Yeah, you bet. And it's not just members of the parish. They always support it well, but get a lot of other folks that came out too and enjoyed.
It was a great turnout from our community, and of course, everybody's always welcome to come and eat those fish dinners with us at the parish center during Lent.
Absolutely. Speaking of food, we moved from fish to bratwurst. I know we're getting into that season now where folks want to get outdoors, and it's time for some food in the park, right?
Yes, the produce in the park will be coming up later on this spring. I'm not sure the exact dates, but every Thursday is produce in the park, the city park right downtown, and the Knights Columbus are always present. We grill brats, and then we have potato chips and water, and so it's a fundraiser for the Knights Columbus. Our proceeds, we always donate right back to the community for all kinds of great projects.
Excellent. So look for that, and we'll tell you more about those details as we get a little bit closer and those schedules all get finalized. You'll be hearing a whole lot more about produce in the park. Just kind of keep that in mind, that if you get a little hungry, and I know it smells good as you're walking through there, you got a place to stop real quick. Excellent. I want to talk about another project that the Knights of Columbus have been working on, and this is kind of the, pardon the pun, the meat of what we wanted to talk about here this morning. And this is a project that's coming up this week called Eucharistic Miracles of the World. It's a display that you have that is very, very interesting. I think a lot of folks will really get to thinking when they take a look through this.
This is a great event, the Knights of Columbus. We're thrilled to be able to host this and have this display at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center. It's 105 West 5th Street here in Atlantic. And the display, the Eucharistic Miracles of the World, and also Apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, this is something that we just think is a must-see event for anybody and everybody, not just our Catholic folks here in town or in the surrounding area, but anybody and everybody is invited to attend and take a look at this wonderful display.
Well, Christians specifically, whether you happen to be Catholic or not, will be able to relate to this display.
That's right. These are Eucharistic miracles that have taken place over the last many centuries. We've often, most of us probably haven't heard of these. They have occurred in 20 different countries. They have not occurred in the United States or Canada, which is part of the reason why we just haven't heard about them. They have occurred in Mexico and Argentina, South America. And so there are about 150 Eucharistic miracles that have taken place. And so it's a come and browse through this display. Read these posters that are on display. You can spend 5 minutes. You could spend as much time as you want. There is no program. There is no cost to come to this. And this is just a great way to deepen your faith in the Eucharist that we take part in each Sunday, each weekday Mass as well, with the Catholic Church. And so when you have the body and blood of Christ in the form of the host and of the wine, these miracles will truly bring out the true meaning that this is the real presence of the body and blood of Christ when we take that in with the Eucharist.
This display is a compilation of a number of different documented events and some of the outcomes that have been shown there. Can you give a little short example of what the folks will see?
Well, a couple of the ones I will mention that maybe are a little more closer to us here in America, but one of those is Tixla, Mexico. And this happened in October of 2006, where one of the host that was consecrated at Mass turned into, started getting a bloody substance on it, which shocked people. And so it was examined, and by scientists, all the scientific types of analysis that you can go through. And they have found out, you know, there's a blood type, type AB. They have found out through the Buenos Aires, Argentina miracle that happened in the early 90s, mid-90s, that host turned into a bloody, fleshy substance. That, too, was examined by the best of the best. Professor Zugaba from Columbia University in New York, where he is a profound expert in pathology, forensics, especially with cardiology, the heart. And he did not know what he was examining. And he said, well, this is the fleshy substances from the left ventricle of the human heart, and which is the area that pumps the blood to the rest of the body, the purified blood. And he said there were white blood cells present, type AB blood. And this is most common type AB blood from a male figure in the Middle East. Less than 10% of the world's population have type AB blood. And so it was just very interesting and kind of shocking to find these things out that were examined from a bloody host.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When folks come in to see the display, by the way, the display will be there Thursday, April 27th, 4 to 8, Friday, 4 to 8, Saturday, the 29th, from noon to 8, and then Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., just taking a free will donation if folks want to make a donation when they come in to offset some of the costs of doing this. But what will they see when they come in?
They're going to see a lot of tables set up in rows. They're going to have five rows of tables with four long tables in each row. So there's 20 tables. Each of those tables has three or four posters displayed on those on an easel. So people will just walk by the tables. They're going to browse. They're going to take their time. They can read as many of these posters as they want. The posters also have pictures on them that show the bloody host, show the wine, tell the stories of these various miracles. And so, as you mentioned, Jim, the free will offering is basically just for the delivery expenses. These displays are coming down to us. Three gentlemen are bringing them down from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They will set them up. They will help get the displays in place, deliver them, as well as then take them back on Sunday afternoon. And so people can come in and just relax, enjoy themselves. Like I said, there's no program. There's no talk. There's nobody giving any kind of a presentation. It's just view these panels or posters. And then there's also a number of these that are the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that would be Lourdes and Fatima and Guadalupe, just to name a few. And so it's very interesting to read about these things that have happened in the world over many centuries.
Absolutely. Well, some well-documented events that have happened around the world, and some of the results. Probably in no other time are you going to be able to see something like this, where so many of these different events in different locations are going to be compiled together so that you can draw your own conclusions from moving through and absorbing some of the information there.
And I also want to add, this display has just been put together in the past 10 years. There was a young man by the name of Carlo, and he was in Italy, and he had a terminal disease. His dying wish to his parents was to please put these, all of these miracles, put them together, because they have occurred in 20 countries over many centuries. It had never been done before. So his parents did that to honor him, honor his memory. And so now they were translated from Italian into English and Spanish and French and German and so on, many other languages as well. And so the word is just getting out. The way I understand it, this display has been shown in over 3,000 different locations. I'm not sure how many different countries, but it is relatively, within the past 10 years, it's a relatively new thing.
So take advantage of it while you have an opportunity right close to home here. Again, that's this Thursday, 4 to 8 p.m., Friday from 4 until 8 p.m., Saturday, noon to 8 p.m., and then on Sunday, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., and that's at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Parish Center here on 5th Street in Atlantic. Make sure you get out and check that out, and if you would like to leave a donation, of course, those are always welcomed as well, and we appreciate it. Another service of the local Knights of Columbus chapter, bringing something of importance for folks to enjoy and learn from. Todd, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for your time, Jim. I appreciate it.